I don't want to kill you, but I must kill you for her.
I follow the sound of the voice to a room that is certainly Randy's bedroom. It has a big Mega King bed floating 6 feet in the air. The ceiling is lined with reflective mirrors. A tall man with red hair, dark red skin, and hands that are on fire is opening one of Randy's closets.
Ha! Rat! You are one tricky dog, Dr. Poole, but I will find and kill you.
Drop the invisibility cloak.
But Zack, this guy is dangerous. He throws fire from his hands.
I want to give him a chance to surrender, and I want a clear shot if he doesn't. The world around me suddenly becomes clear again. I point my gun at the man. Okay, I don't know who you are or what you want, but turn slowly and put your hands up.
Zack, he shoots fire from his hands.
I mean down. I want your hands down. The man turns toward me and drops his arms to his sides.
I have no quarrel with you, sir. She did not send me to kill you.
Yeah, well, if you're trying to kill my friend, then you've got a problem with me. I dive to the ground, just as a ball of fire flies from his left hand toward me. The fireball singes my jacket some, but the jacket is built to take much more. Out of instinct, I roll left. Another fireball hits the spot I just vacated. I sit up and fire a heavy stun round. My shot hits him square in the chest, and the force from the blow knocks him down and out. Yellow liquid squirts out of the stun shell, spreading all over the assailant's body, covering him in a sticky, gooey glue. He won't be going anywhere for a while.
I interfaced with the stun shell in your gun to make the glue fireproof.
Nice touch.
Zack, are we really friends?
I turn toward Randy's voice. I see nothing. I still know Randy's there, even though I can't see him. Randy, uncloak, please.
Cloaking is so cool.
Okay, Randy, who is that guy? Why is he trying to kill you? Who's that she he was talking about? What does all this have to do with a bikini?
And why are you blocking me from your lab?
Randy pushes a button on his sleeve. His bed starts to lower.
Let me sit down, and I will update you on the situation. I am quite sure I was attacked by Tasha Pasha.
The mega supermodel?
The ex-mega supermodel. Once she broke the age of 23, she was considered too old for the profession.
I pointed the red-haired would-be assassin. I've seen Tasha Pasha. She looks nothing like our burning man over there.
He's not Tasha Pasha. He was sent by her to kill me.
So what did you do to piss off a mega supermodel? Knowing Randy, there's an entire array of possibilities. Randy's social skills are as weak as his inventing skills are strong. I think about the situation for a minute. This has to have something to do with that bikini you mentioned. Randy, please tell me you're not inventing bionic bikinis just to have mega supermodels.
Ex-mega supermodels.
Ex-mega supermodels come over just to try them on.
Of course not. Dr. Poole is a man of dignity.
Not exactly.
What exactly does not exactly mean?
Yes, what exactly does that mean?
Harv places his hands on his hips and tilts toward Dr. Poole.
My team of robot and android assistants and I have been hired by somebody to create a bionic bikini. A bikini that, when worn, uses nanorobotic chips to tap into and interface with the wearer's endocrine and nervous system. It turns them into a Psy and increases their strength and endurance. It was funded by an entertainment network. They thought it would make a great reality show, turning a mega supermodel into an actual supermodel. Tasha was eager to be a part of the project. She missed the spotlight since she retired.
Didn't she retire, like, just a month ago?
Zack, fame is like a drug. Once you get some, you always need some. So, I slapped the bikini on her. I trained her for a bit. She did a test run or two.
Randy looks up to the ceiling.
How's computer? Show us Tasha test run number two, please.
In 3D or 2D?
3D, of course.
The 3D holographic image of Tasha Pasha fills the room. She's a tall, leggy woman with long black hair that dances down her shoulders. She's wearing a blue bikini that makes it almost impossible to ignore a stomach so flat that you can flip an old-fashioned coin on it. The bikini also makes her breasts pop up, almost as if they have a life of their own. Nice job with the bikini.
This is the good part coming up.
Tasha struts by a construction site. These days, even though bots and droids and drones do most of the heavy labor, there are still human workers in hard hats. It's the human's job to supervise the bots and droids and drones to make sure everything is going according to plan. I sometimes question the need for so many human workers on construction sites. Harv and Electra always tell me I think too much. As Tasha passes the site, all the human workers turn their attention from the boring working bots to the hot, barely dressed model. I don't know what it is, but something about a guy at a construction site can't let a hot woman pass by without making a comment. It must have something to do with the hard hats.
Hey, baby! Can I get fries with that shake?
Wow! Now my hat's not the only thing that's hard!
The drone camera zooms in on Tasha. Tasha turns her head toward the workers.
You are all dogs!
All the workers drop to all fours. They start running like dogs toward Tasha.
Sit!
The workers sit back on two legs. Tasha focuses on the recording drone.
That's the last I heard from Tasha. I sent another drone to the spot where Tasha and the workers were last seen. The camera drone was melted.
What about the workers?
Well, they aren't my responsibility. They were rude. They got what they deserved. So I need you to track down Tasha ASAP and bring that bikini back to me.
Randy glanced over at our not-so-little fire starter.
Actually, now that Tasha is sending killers after me, I need it to be sooner than ASAP. So I guess SASAP.
Dr. Poole, why didn't you equip the bikini with a GPS and a remote off feature?
Actually, I did. The bikini has a self-destruct mechanism, but Tasha has overridden all of that.
I take it she's much more powerful than you figured.
Yuppers. My very educated guess is she was a latent psi. Putting that bikini on turned her into a super psi.
Dr. Poole, you have an incoming request from Elena from the moon.
The Elena? Elena Sputnik from the moon? The one with the blue hair and the long legs that won't quit?
Yes, yes, yes. And I wouldn't know. She says she is in the area shoe shopping and would like to drop by.
She's so hot.
She's also a bit of a nut job.
Even better.
Randy looks up at the ceiling.
Tell her I will open up my personal transporter pod for her.
She says there is no need for that. She has a portable transporter. She just wants everybody in the room to stand still, so she doesn't transport into any of you.
Will do. A hot, powerful babe from the moon wants to see me! Are you jealous?
Nah, more like worried.
Zack, don't you think we should be concentrating on the bikini and the mutant that just tried to kill Dr. Poole?
Trust me, Harv. I get the feeling this is all related.